Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Voice for Veterans, Keith, the boss of the beach, right here in St. Petersburg, Florida, headed to Orlando and Miami. We're doing a big thing to support our veterans across the state. We're starting right here, of course, right here in St. Petersburg, Sunshine Radio 96.7. And if you want to catch this show and all the shows, go to ontheairtoday.com. ontheairtoday.com. One word, and you'll catch up with all the shows. This is a audio podcast. So look for us, podcast on the airtoday.com. And we want to thank you for supporting our veterans. We're going to do a special thanks out to the people at Lincoln Cemetery, Miss Stephanie, and what they're doing to take care of veterans who have been ignored just because they're buried. We're grateful. We're appreciative for all the help we get. Again, for all of our veterans, we want to say thank you, especially our Air Force people and our Coast Guard people. They seem to be the ones pushing the envelope. Before I go on, I have a special guest because this weekend is Mother's Day. And I have a special guest going to carry the rest of the show. Before we go there, I want to make a comment. We believe that the Marine who defended himself, defended the other people on the train, the case shouldn't even be in court. So any veterans, please, if you get an email, text, whatever, send it. Let everybody know that you feel like this Marine did his best to protect himself and everyone else. Thank you for listening to us. Because it's Mother's Day, I am introducing you to one of our favorite people. They've come on many times, but Miss Daisy Brown has been supportive of veterans a long time and the music industry. So she and I come back from the music, and we're both here taking care of veterans. So as you tune in, get yourself a cup of coffee or get yourself a midday break and enjoy this show. Keith, the boss of the beach, we're turning it over right now to Miss Daisy Brown.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you? I am so happy to be here today to celebrate Mother's Day. This is Mother's Day weekend. And to salute my comrades. I, too, am a veteran, and I'm so grateful that I can carry that title. So many people are no longer with us, and I salute them as well. But I want to talk about Mother's Day just a little bit. I had a wonderful, wonderful mother. I was blessed to have a lady who had nothing but love for any and everybody. That was passed down to her from her mother. And it's been a legacy that we've carried on throughout. We've got a very close-knit family. And that's something that I recommend. If you are estranged from your family or your mother, you need to change that. I just had a friend who reunited with her husband after 25 years. And she gave him his first birthday party just 3 weeks ago. And he was 70 years old, never had a birthday party. Family came from all over the country just to be at his 70th birthday party. And guess what? He is now no longer with us. And the son wrote on his Facebook page, if you love your parents, tell them that you love them. And that's what you say to your mother. You say that to your father, because a lot of fathers are mothers. They're taking the roles of the mothers. And we need to realize the blessings that God have given us and the people that surround us and make it a part of our life. They say it takes a village to raise a child, and I truly believe that. God has been the source of my life, and I'm grateful that I know him as I do. When you talk about mother, mother is a word that it has so many meanings, and a mother does not have to be a birth mother. It can be anyone who's mentoring you, anyone who's assisting you in becoming the human being that you are and helping you to become as well-rounded and to learn how to love and know what the meaning of love truly is. The song says, reach out and touch somebody's hand. And then Melba Moore comes up back with Lean On Me, as did Bill Withers. Those are the kinds of songs that mean a lot to me. Songs that show love and talk about love. Some people have no idea what the word love means. And one of the best ways to describe love is mother. A mother's love is something that you really can't describe. The Intruders even said that, and I agree wholeheartedly with them. I know it sounds like I might be rambling, but when I think about my mother, there's just so much that I want to say. But then, too, I'm going to get over into the fact of being a veteran. I belong to several military organizations, and I think part of being a veteran, the desire to do that also was because of my mother. Once again, she played part in that. Veterans are very, very dear to me. My comrades, we have a 97-year-old in my American Legion post. As a matter of fact, we have two who are 97. They are as spry as, well, they're spryer than I am. I did get around better than I do. But it's amazing how God can give us people in our lives that can help to mentor us and help to make us better people. And that's what you do. You reach out and grab those people and try to use them as a role model and follow in their footsteps. The military is something that we need. Sometimes you feel like you're being cheated, because when I was in, they were very unkind to women my age, especially if you were black. And but anyway, it still made it something that I felt that I needed to be a part of. We are not honored as I feel we should be. We don't have the benefits that I feel that some of us should get. You have to fight even harder once you get home than you did sometimes when you were actually on active duty. That to me is completely crazy, because we're here to try to protect our country and our family members, and we should be honored, I believe, more so than we are. The benefits are staggering. They're very laxed. And we have to fight. I've got friends who are deserving of better disability ratings than they have, but they're struggling for those things, trying to survive. And all of these injuries or disabilities have come from being a part of being a veteran. Why should you have your body maimed or your mind mixed up and or your family separated and there's no help for you? That to me just does not make sense, and we're supposed to be the greatest country in the world. So I'm saying that being a veteran is an honor for me. And I know that my comrades that I'm associated with, the Vietnam veterans, the American Legion, the Retired Enlisted Association, and also the Senior Citizens League, Those are organizations that I belong to and I highly appreciate being a part of. I do have, and I am off an officer in each of those organizations. And that to me is an honor and a privilege to be able to say I am an officer of such organizations. They are all across the country. If you are a veteran, you should be a member of one of those organizations. There are just too many out there, and they need your help. They need the support, and your family members are invited to come in as associates. So these organizations are there for us to be able to continue to be supportive of one another and to really know what's going on in our country, because this is our home, and we need to be very, very happy that we have the freedom that we have, but it should be a little more, I say, but I'm grateful for the freedom that we do have, because there are so many times that we look and see what's going on in different countries and we say, oh, but for the grace of God. And those are things that we don't have to encounter here. So we still need to be thankful for the freedom that we have. The land of the free is America. One of my most favorite songs is America the Beautiful by, of course. I'm just so grateful. And I do want to say that getting back to Mother, I was blessed to pen a song about my mother, and I love sharing it with everybody because it's entitled You Were, a song that I wrote from my heart that describes my mother to a T. And I know that so many other people will say that is my mother too. That song was inspired, I don't know where it came from. I just started writing one day and decided I wanted to write something about my mother. And I wanted to, and the fortunate part about it was she was actually still with me when it was completed. And she was able to hear it and appreciate it. And that in itself was a true blessing, because sometimes we wait too late to say, I love you. And that should be something that we can readily utter in a moment's notice. Just the look in your eyes should be, a person should be able to know or see the love that you have for them. It shouldn't have to be uttered, but it always sounds good when it is spoken. So love your mothers, appreciate your mothers, spend time with your mothers, call your mothers. Send them a card, you know, go visit, take them out to dinner, buy them a new dress. Just love your mother. Happy Mother's Day is something that I say is a very special time, but so is Father's Day, and that's coming too. But once again, we have as many fathers, or not as many, but we have a lot of fathers who play the roles of mothers. And I salute them as well, because so many mothers are out working and fathers may be injured and can't go to work, or they may not be, they may be laid off, but somebody's got to take care of those children. And that becomes his role. So he is playing the role of mother. And a mother does not have to be, like I said, a biological, because I was blessed to have four different mothers, my mother, my grandmother, and two play mothers. So that was a, I have truly been blessed throughout my 71 years here on this wonderful earth. And I tell everybody, love, love, love is so special. And mother should be at the top of your list. Even when she's gone, you have those memories to cherish, and they will live in your heart forever. Those memories will never die. So reach out to your mom. It's not just one day. It's 365. 366 when there's a leap year. Reach out to mom. Let mom know you love her. Show her the love. You know, it's fine to tell her, but show her. And encourage your family members to show the love, because there's always a special, or what should you say, a favorite amongst the crew. So if you're the favorite, you reach out to the rest of them and show them how they're supposed to show the love, because they're depending on you to teach them and to help them see what the love can. It's like a sponge, you sop it up and you can enjoy the camaraderie and the embracing and the spirit and the atmosphere, because the atmosphere is just so wonderful. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. I want to say happy Earth Day to everyone, because that's important. We're all here among the land of the living. And I want to thank God for just allowing me to take this platform, and for Keith Winslow, who we go back so far that I don't even remember when I met him, but he has been a very dear friend down through the years. I've watched his son grow up, and it's just amazing that you can be a friend for almost, you can say almost life, and still have that kind of a relationship. So I thank him for reaching out and giving me this few minutes to say hello to you guys, my comrades, I love that word, and to all the mothers everywhere, everywhere, I don't care where you are, I just say happy Mother's Day to you. And I'm hoping that Keith will close out this segment with my song so that I can share some love to you and with you. And I'm just happy to be here. And not just, once again, I thank God for every time that he allows me to come on and say hello, because he'll call me in a minute. And I just appreciate being able to say hello, and I love you guys. And make sure you tune in, stay on top of this radio station, because it's something that's so important.
Well, it's more important than that, Daisy.
Okay.
We all have to accept one thing. When it came down to this day and time, veterans can be men or women.
That's right. That is true.
And in the last 15 years, the women's participation in the militaries in America have been tremendous. So when you say happy Mother's Day, you say happy Mother's Day for the women who stood in the place of men and did their job, and for the men who stood in the place of women and stayed home.
Well, that's true.
Bless
them. That is true. That is so true.
And it happens.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, Daisy, I sure want to thank you for coming on and taking care of this show today. We would do this more. I want you to do one thing for me, is to give out how to reach you in relationship to what's going on in the other side and what you're talking about.
The
other organizations that they should be looking at, even in their own areas.
Okay. The Senior Citizens League is located in Arlington, Virginia, and I'm the legislative liaison for that. My email is mizdaiz@aol.com. That's mizdaiz@aol.com. I use the same email for everything, because that way I have everything together, and when I go down my emails, I don't overlook anything or anybody. The Senior Citizens League is, we deal with seniors, keeping them apprised of all the benefits that they have. As a matter of fact, something new coming through Social Security, so be mindful of that.
Okay.
The the American Legion post. I belong to that. I'm on the auxiliary getting ready to become a Legionnaire with that. And they are nationwide, the Retired Enlisted Association, or the Enlisted Association. We're headquartered in Colorado, but we're all over the country, including Puerto Rico. And then, of course, we have the Vietnam veterans, and I am an associate of that. They, too, are all across the country. And I do want to say the Vietnam veterans association, that's a very important one, because the one of the requirements there is that the last member standing at the particular post or chapter, as they call them, will be the one who shuts that chapter down.
Okay.
You must be a Vietnam veteran to become a Vietnam veteran member, unless you're an associate. But once that last member dies, that chapter has to close. So if you are a Vietnam veteran and do not belong to a Vietnam veteran chapter in your organization, I ask you to please go and see what it's all about so that you can keep that particular organization alive. That's very important.
We know that the Vietnam veterans is in our generation, in our living, are the one group of veterans that don't talk very much, but they talk to each other. So what Daisy's saying is, no matter what, find where your Vietnam friends are. Find where your Vietnam vets are and support them, because it's coming to the end of this round two.
Right.
We sure want to thank you, Daisy.
You're welcome.
You can
thank
do
you.
It anytime. And we will definitely let people know to stay in touch.
Thank you so much. It's MIZDAIZ at AOL.com.
You heard
Happy
it first
Mother's
right
Day, all.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. And Happy Mother's Day to the men.
That's
please.
Right.
All you guys who stood up and did it, I'm one of those. That's why I'm saying it. When I got divorced, I sued my first wife for my son, and I raised my boy, me and the second
wife.
But I raised him. So when people say to me, yes, fight for your child support. Amen.
That's right.
Well, she paid me. I guarantee you. I fought for mine. And my son is doing very well. He's in New York, and he's a lawyer because his dad stood up as a man. And my ex-wife is doing good, too. Don't get me wrong.
And he's a wonderful son, too.
Well, Daisy knows him. Okay, that's all right. We're doing good. We want to give a special thank out to our friend, Mr. Waddell McGee, and, of course, Kevin Humes, and our main partner down there with Vibes Radio, who supports us every way he can. That's Dr. Alba Ferron here and his family. And, Waddell, we're glad you're doing much better. You stay strong. And I want to say, Joe Bardot, we appreciate you, but we got to get it to where we're doing this as a podcast through social medias. So somewhere along the way, we're going to be able to give out everybody's social media, 96.7 Sunshine Radio, and all their Facebook, Yo Book, My Book, Instagram, all that. Okay. We're going to make sure that you can find us through that as well.
That's right.
Now, what we're going to do now is we're going to break away. And you mentioned Melba Moore. I think we have that song. We're going to put that in. And we're going to say thank you for all of those. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Father's Day coming up. And this one is Keith, the Boss of the Beach. Over and out with a shout.
Goodbye. Happy Mother's Day.
Tears Yeah.